I couldn't hold back a little chuckle. You cats have no idea what goes on around here while you sleep. But I'm still not finished. Wait until you hear this last part. It just might knock your socks off.
Ooh, I can hardly wait. But I'm over here, Hanky.
Right. I whirled 12 degrees to the left and gave him a stern glare. For your information, kitty, at this very moment, I'm on my way to Sunrise Hill, where I will bark up the sun 30 minutes ahead of schedule, thus adding 30 minutes of daylight to the day. What do you think of that?
I think something just happened to my socks.
Ha! Didn't I tell you? I blew them right off, didn't I?
You certainly did, Hanky. And you think you can bark up the sun early today?
Hey, kitty, this is my ranch. If the sun wants to rise on my ranch, it'll rise when I tell it to. We need more daylight, yes? So I'll bark it up 30 minutes early. It's a simple process.
How fun. But Hanky, I thought J.T. Cluck crowed up the sun every morning.
I froze. What? Who told you that?
Well, maybe J.T. told me, but I've also watched him do it many times.
Lies, Pete, lies. Number one, the sun must be barked up, not crowed up. Number two, it takes a dog to bark up the sun. Number three, the sun pays no attention to a silly squawking rooster. And number four, J.T. Cluck is a fraud, a cheat, a liar, and a lying, fraudulent cheat. He has nothing to do with the rising of the sun, period. I heard the cat gasp.
My goodness, Hanky, I didn't know all this. And you're going to bark up the sun earlier than usual this morning?
That's correct, kitty. Then you won't have to lurk around in the darkness, and I won't have to wonder what you're doing.
I'll be watching, Hanky.
Do that, Pete. And feel free to take notes, if you wish. It might improve that tiny mind of yours.
Yes, but I'm over here, Hanky. You're talking to the tree again.